Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosco Aranac District Library, once again, Lynn Bigelow. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good today. All right. Well, I can't believe we're already at this point of the year.
I know. It's just flying. Just flying.
Well, I'm hoping that the first half of the summer reading program was just a blast.
Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun, and there's been so many people. It's been great. Yeah. We love it.
Well, you know, they're so entertaining for all ages that, you know, I think when you first started, everybody thought it was for little kids. And now the more they go, hey, you know.
I know. Some programs we had like a few more adults than kids. And I thought, oh, okay, we'll work with that. We'll work with it.
Well, you know, we're starting the second half now. And boy, the first one up already happening tomorrow.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's a puppeteer, Eugene Clark. And we've had him before. He does magic too. But this is his puppeteer and he's fantastic. He's doing Three Pigs, Large and In Charge. And that's only one day.
Yeah.
He's going to be in East House Community Center at 10:30 and Oscoda at 2 p.m.
All right. And that is tomorrow. It looks like that's a fun thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He is. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
All right. What else is coming up?
Well, then on the 15th, mm-hmm. we have I Love Books. That's Ben Spitzer and Sons. He does magic. A whole different kind of magic.
Oh.
And he's going to be in Plainfield at 2 p.m. and Omer at 6 p.m.
All right. And that's coming up on Wednesday already. All right.
And then Thursday, a whole new program.
Ooh.
That is Guy Lewis with his Chautauqua Express. And we've had him before. He's a fantastic musician.
Okay.
We have magicians. But he's a musician.
Musician.
And he's got songs. And we sometimes do a little dancing. And we have a lot of fun. And that's
right.
An Augrey at 10:30 a.m. and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. And again, that's on Thursday. And then next week?
Next week, we have a lot of stuff going on again. We have Gordon the Magician with the Magical Adventures of Super Bear. And he's going to be in East Tawas at 10:30 and Oscoda at 2 p.m. on the 21st. And then again on Thursday, July 23rd, he's going to be in Augrey at 10:30 a.m. and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Man, these are fun things.
Yes.
Next one's a very familiar name, though.
Yes. On Wednesday in Whittemore, we'll have Mr. Dennis.
Yeah.
He is our favorite magician. Mm-hmm. He is one of our favorite guys, and Whittemore loves him.
Yeah.
And I think everybody enjoys him so much.
They do,
He's a busy guy.
He's
got his tricks and his... Like I said, his famous one-liners.
Yes, he's well-known for those, that's for sure.
And if you're out for Mr. Dennis in the afternoon, you can pop up to Hale at 2 p.m. and see Tim Salisbury. He's a variety performer.
Okay.
We've had him a couple times over the years,
mm-hmm.
and he does balancing, he does juggling, and I put in that he juggles bowling balls, and he actually juggles bowling balls.
I barely can carry a bowling ball,
I know,
let alone
it's
juggle
just,
one.
He's pretty interesting, and he does a whole different type of performance.
One of those you got to see it to believe it.
Yes, because you're thinking, oh, man, how do you figure out you can do that stuff?
And that again at the Plainfield Library next Wednesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then our last week of summer reading, Hard to Believe, from July 28th to the 30th, we have the Acting Up Theater Company. They're out of Grayling, and they are so entertaining. They're going a truly original superhero program, and it's 45 minutes of fun and jokes and a lot of audience participation.
All right.
And on the 28th, they're going to be mm-hmm. at East Tawas at 10:30 a.m., Oscoda at 2 p.m., and then that Wednesday, the 29th, Hale at 2 p.m., Omer at 6 p.m., and we're going to finish up in Augrey on the 30th at 10:30 a.m. and Standish at 2 p.m.
Wow.
And then all done.
Man, oh man, it just goes by too quick. Every hero has a story is the theme this year, and every one of these seems to have a little heroic tale to it.
Yes,
so
we all have our stories, and these guys have a lot.
Now, we went through them pretty quick. If they want more information about what's happening, when and where, how do they get more info, Lynn?
You can go to our website, mm-hmm. IOSCOAranaclibrary.org, mm-hmm. and go to the events page, and it's all listed there. And we have a lot of other things going on, too. So a couple other children's programs that we do weekly, and a lot of adult programs.
All right.
Or else you can pick up one of our yellow brochures at the library.
Any one of those library branches, that's for sure. The summer reading program going on through the end of the month, and from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, thanks for joining us again today.
Well, thank you.